Welcome, welcome, welcome. Core volunteer training specifically aimed at the June conference and lobby day Q&A. And core volunteer training, as you may know, is a weekly webinar program of the Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters, newer volunteers, and emerging group leaders access to training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I get to be your host, Tamara Staton. I'm very glad to have you all here. And I want to take a moment to send a special welcome to any first-time DC attendees who may be in the Zoom with us this evening. So now I get to introduce our two speakers. I'll start with Allison Kabisco, who started with Citizens Climate Education and Lobby in 2015 through an internship with CCL's marketing and events manager, helping with the coordination of the international conference and November lobby days. As national events manager, Allison continues to support the organization of Citizens Climate Lobby DC conferences along with the marketing and volunteer teams and develops resources volunteers use in the field. And as the director of congressional liaisons and lobby days, Amy Bennett provides training and support to volunteer liaisons as they build relationships with congressional offices and help representatives move up the ladder of support for effective legislative action. She is responsible for organizing CCL's lobby days in Washington, D.C., including mentoring liaisons on how to schedule and organize congressional meetings and to maintain productive dialogues throughout the year. So basically what we're going to be doing this evening, we're going to first talk about CCL June lobby days, and then we'll have some Q&A time, and then we will talk about the conference overview, and then we'll have more Q&A discussion. And with that, Amy, it's all you.
Great. Well, thank you and welcome everybody. And coming to DC is an extremely exciting thing. Lobbying is just super cool. We meet with members of Congress to move them up the ladder of support for carbon pricing. And we do this by being prepared and we build trust with our members and we listen as hard as we can to what they're saying and clarify what they're saying so that then in return they will listen to us. For this June, as we're coming, you know, to a different place in the pandemic with COVID, we're expecting around a third of the meetings to be actually in person. So I'll talk about how that works in a minute. So let me put, I'll be putting a few little things in the chat here for you if you're looking to get prepared. As I mentioned, that is key. There's a link to how to prepare for lobby days right there in the chat. And let's see here, let me move down.
Amy, I'm happy to drop links for you.
Great. Okay, there are a few. Super. Participating in lobby meetings. So if you are coming to DC and you're, or not coming to DC, if you are interested in participating in lobby meetings, what you want to do is contact your group leader. Your group leader will know the liaison if you don't. Or your state or regional coordinator. And there's not registration required for lobbying, but the people who are in charge of putting together that team need to know that you're interested in being a part of that team. And some of those teams are actually already being put together. So that is an important thing to do as soon as possible. If the team and the liaison and the chapter have decided on a virtual or a meeting that's either Zoom or by phone, then that might be any time from June 14th till the end of the month. But if they're trying to put together an actual meeting in Washington, D.C., we are suggesting Tuesday, June 14th, because if you're coming to D.C. for the conference, you are going to be there and probably maybe staying one extra day. But the important thing there is the team all needs to be available for whatever day everybody agrees upon, and they're not, you know, like flying back from D.C. in the middle of that time or anything like that. So definitely more coordination than ever for this event. And while we can't guarantee any given meeting is going to happen, unfortunately, we wish we could guarantee Congress would do this or that, but we can't. So do go ahead and reach out as soon as you can to your group leader, liaison, state coordinator, or regional coordinator. And Tamara, if you could put that link to the regional coordinators in the chat, that would be super.
Right, it is there.
Great. And how do we set appointments? Well, not a simple thing, not like calling up to get, you know, a haircut or anything like that. It's a little more complicated. Every congressional district, every House member has around 700,000 people that are constituents. So as you might expect, they get a lot of requests. So we have to make those requests as clear and concise and using good communication skills as possible. So there is a designated person who does that. That's the congressional liaison, who is the main point of contact for the congressional member's office. We have them for House and for Senate. And if there is no liaison, then we try to designate another volunteer to do that. We have pretty good coverage, but not complete coverage of the whole United States. The virtual meetings, as I mentioned, often are on Zoom. Some offices just found out about one yesterday. They just want to have it by phone, which is fine. If that's what the congressional office is comfortable with, then we'll go with that. And the in-person meetings, as I mentioned, would be Tuesday, June 14th, as we have our conference finishing up Monday night, the 13th. And if you happen to be interested in becoming a liaison, if there is no liaison in your area, then reach out to me. I'd love to explain how that works. That's amy@citizensclimate.org. So what's the meeting plan process? What happens is once we've gotten a meeting, which the liaison will take care of with a little back and forth, there's also quite a lot of detail to planning the meeting. We just had a training last week that our government affairs vice president had on Thursday night CCU. And then there's going to be another one this Thursday night to talk about what our overall approach is for this June. The idea is to have an organized plan and to actually rehearse it with your entire meeting team, which might be three people, usually is six people, and sometimes it's more than six people. That would be include an agenda. We have a template that the liaison works with and meets with the whole team and figures out what is the best way to move the member forward. And for those of you who have done this before, our history has been back pre-COVID, we actually sent out schedules. We formulated all those schedules in advance with computer algorithms and all that magical stuff. But then over COVID, we realized that the liaisons and the local groups were really the best ones to do it. So that is the way we are doing it this year, is the local chapters are setting their own meetings. We still have them log it. We have a log system, but they're handling it and they are putting together the teams. And of course, then they are putting together their meeting plan. And the rehearsals that I talked about are usually right about now, coming up the next week or two or three. As soon as Danny Richter, as I mentioned, the Vice President of Government Affairs, gives us our marching orders this Thursday, then those teams will meet up and iron out all the specific roles that everyone's going to take. It's actually a pretty cool system. Here are several trainings that I think are important. If you happen to be brand new to this, you may have done some of these or none of these, but I would say the three core trainings you want to do. Number one, the climate advocate training. That's really about our mission, our values, our approach, the overview of the carbon fee and dividend carbon pricing concept, and how we approach Congress. And that one, there's a recorded version that you can go to on our main website at citizensclimatelobby.org. Go to the action tab and you'll see climate advocate training. There's going to be a live one at the conference. That's really cool because you get to do a mock meeting. So I highly suggest that one. Actually, both is pretty good. I used to give those as a trainer. And you know, just every time you do it, you just feel more grounded in the approach. The other two trainings, as I mentioned, is to watch the recording of last week's Citizens Climate University that Danny Richter did, and then watch this Thursday. Those are both 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. If you can't make this Thursday, it'll be recorded and the recording will be at that same link. So those are pretty important links to grab if you can catch those in the chat. I'm gonna be there on Thursday. And I did get a sneak peek, which I shared with liaisons, of what the primary asks are going to be. So I also wanted to give you kind of an idea of how we go in. So as with any approach when you're trying to persuade someone to do something, whether you're in sales or whether you're trying to convince your neighbor to trim a tree branch that hangs over into your yard, you know, we want to go in with that respectful and appreciative approach, but you want to have a clear ask that you're shooting for once you've got that relationship started. And so for Democrats in the House and Senate, we're going to be approaching them to remind them of President Biden's climate change pledge to get 50% reductions below 2005 levels of emissions by 2030. You know, we really think the Democrats just need that extra emphasis on that pledge this year to get them going the right direction. We are in the middle of a very interesting time where there could be something happening with reconciliation and there might not. But either way, we think the big way to do this pledge is with pricing carbon. For Republicans, the approach with the Republicans is we've got, as we've noticed in the last few years, Republicans are really starting to walk in the right direction on climate change. We want to have them get there faster, however. So we have several supporting asks, which are bills that are complementary to the price on carbon. And that would be for moderate House Republicans in the House and Senate that are moderate. Those that are more populist, maybe Trump supporting in that category, we want them to take a look at the mechanism within carbon pricing that is called a carbon border adjustment. So if you were to price carbon with refunds going back to Americans, the best way to do that to protect our manufacturing in the United States is to put a border adjustment on it. And they are very interested in what that's all about. So those are the asks there. And the other thing we really like to do to get the conversations going with Congress is to ask open-ended questions. It's a motivational interviewing technique. It's also a way we can learn the true interests of the member or the staffer in the office that we meet with. And we try to clarify what their general concerns are. We really try to look at what their district's like. And so here are some samples. What's your preferred solution to climate change? Do you see any particular opportunities or challenges ahead in building support for climate policy in 2022? We might even look ahead to 2023. How can we, Citizens Climate Lobby, help build the political will for climate and carbon pricing in the district? How can CCL improve how we work with your office? Usually they want to improve the relationship and they'll tell you, you know, if there are ways we can be more helpful. And who should we be listening to in the district or state if it's a senator? So all of your members are going to be in a different place. It's very important to listen to them and hear their concerns. And then with motivational interviewing techniques, they are more than ready to listen to us if we show them that we're willing to listen.
Awesome. Thanks, Tamara and Amy. Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to talk about our June conference coming up soon. So it's June 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C. at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. We've been at this hotel the past few years. It feels like a second home to a lot of the CCL staff. And we're really excited to welcome our volunteers back to D.C. for our conference. So our goals for this year's conference, this is our first in-person conference in a couple of years because of the pandemic. So we're really excited to see everyone in person, you know, see old friends, make new ones. We're looking to what's next for our legislative strategy. So we will be doing a little bit of lobby day prep for those virtual and in-person lobby meetings. And then we'll also look to what we're working on for the rest of the year. And then we also want to build on those grassroots skills to bring back home. So, you know, the pandemic is lightening up a little bit, hopefully, and maybe we're getting back to normal with those, you know, in-person presentations or tabling events, or doing more outreach in your community. So we're doing some training on those skills to get us back on track in our outreach. So the conference, the staff is so excited to get to DC. The volunteers, you really are the bread and butter of this organization. The conference is not just, you know, a training and educational opportunity for you. It's a celebration of you. You all are the ones doing the work in the field, and we really appreciate everything that you do. So I just want to share that we really can't wait to see you and celebrate you in person. And then we do have some virtual parts of the conference as well, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But first I'll talk about mostly the in-person schedule, so you have an idea of what to expect. And I am going over a lot, so please, at the end, I will have my conference inbox email address. So please feel free to reach out with any questions you have. We also have a lot of information on our conference website, which I'm currently updating a few things. So be on the lookout for the program to be updated there in a couple of days. So in brief, our conference, you know, kind of pre-starts on Saturday, June 11th. So this is the day where a lot of people are coming into town. It's not really the official kickoff of the conference yet. So we have Saturday seminars that some folks have elected to register for. So we have two Saturday seminars that will start at 2 o'clock. Then we also have a film screening later that night. So Saturday is really just a day for people to get into town, you know, try to meet with each other. And then we have some programming for you before our conference officially kicks off on Sunday, June 12th. And Sunday is a lot of kind of that CCL internal skills building. So a lot of focus on the five levers of political will and a little bit more about that strategy. We have a new session that I'll tell you about in a little bit, which kind of ties into what Amy was talking about before. And then on Monday, that's day two of our conference, where we bring in a lot of speakers from other organizations. So these are other NGOs that we partner with that, you know, we want to learn from and build relationships with them, because, you know, we're really focused on our solution, but it's really great to hear from other organizations on what they're working on and how we can collaborate together. And then we also have a reception on Monday night. So that's a really nice way to tie up the conference. So digging in a little bit more detail day by day. So Saturday, again, that's kind of that pre-conference day. So registration will open at 12 noon. We also have our international call on that Saturday. That is the second Saturday of the month. So we will have our regularly scheduled monthly call at 1 p.m. And we'll have a room within the hotel where people can go watch the call if they wish. Those Saturday seminars will start at 2 o'clock, and we have two choices. So Conversations Across the Political Divide, that's a Braver Angels workshop. And then the other choice is Finding CCL's Next Climate Policies, and that's led by Dana Nucitelli and Tony Cerna of CCL staff. Then there's a dinner break, and then we have that film screening for Climate Emergency Feedback Loops. And we have a panel discussion with the director and the producer of the film. So that's pretty special to have them join us. And Saturday night, we have some social time. So we have a couple of rooms open where people can go and meet up. Tamara is running one of those rooms where we'll have some board games out that people are welcome to play. Some other tables will have some discussion prompts if you just want to, you know, meet up with other CCLers just to get to know each other. We'll also have another room for people that like to play music. If you're willing to bring your instrument to DC, we will have a room where our musicians can get together and jam. And then on Sunday, that is our official kickoff, Sunday, June 12th. So we'll have registration starting at 8 a.m. And then at 9 a.m. is when we start. So we'll have a conference welcome by Madeline Parra, our executive director. And then we'll have our first volunteer keynote. So we haven't done this before, but we're really excited to have Nicole Hammond, who is our Louisiana state coordinator, to give a volunteer keynote about her experience and her CCL journey. Then there's a break, and then we go into experience-focused workshops, which Amy started to mention these. This is when the climate advocate training will be taking place. So this starts at 10:20 a.m. on Sunday. So depending on what kind of level you are with CCL, we have a few choices for you. So I know we have some liaisons on the line and maybe the emerging group leaders that are here or watching the recording. We do have a leadership training that's for group leaders, liaisons, regional coordinators, and state coordinators. So if you fit into one of those categories, there's a leadership training for you. If you are a newer volunteer, or maybe you want to brush up on your lobbying skills, we have the Climate Advocate Training Workshop that Amy was talking about. So that's the in-person training that has a mock lobby meeting exercise at the end. So that's really awesome to go to if you haven't done it before, or you want a refresher. especially because it's been a couple of years since we've had in-person meetings. So it'd be nice to get some practice. So if you're not in a leadership role or you're not new, you're kind of in between, we have two choices for you then. So we have an Active Hope workshop, which is going to be led by a volunteer named Steve Levin. And this is based on Joanna Macy's work, and it's to help you building your resilience. And then we have Building Political Will workshops. So these will kind of focus more on the five levers of political will. It will first start with Ellie Sparks, our field development director, giving a presentation on onboarding and outreach. Then the second half of that workshop, it will switch over to a speed dating format, which we haven't done this before either. There's a lot of new things this year at this conference. We'll have different tables around the room with CCL staff leading a table on a certain topic. So it could be social media or writing a press release or conservative outreach. So you can kind of move from table to table to learn about different topics from CCL staff. So I'll be really excited to try that out. Then we'll have a lunch break. And then after lunch, we have a keynote with Alex Flint, who's the Executive Director for Alliance for Market Solutions. Then we have a legislative update and lobby training with Dr. Danny Richter. So Danny will touch on some of that lobby training with those asks that he's been doing on the CCUs and just kind of give an update of where we are in DC, because, you know, he's giving those CCUs last week and this week, so there's still a couple weeks to go. So we know that things change daily. Then there's a break, and then we go into these new breakout sessions on how to work with your member of Congress. So just like our asks this year are specialized for your member of Congress, we have these breakout sessions this year where you can really hone in on the strategy for your type of member of Congress. So there's six choices: Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans, House Progressive Democrats, House Rank and File Democrats, House Moderate Republicans, and House Populist Republicans. So depending on your member, and if you want to go to the Senate or your House member, you could choose from one of these six. And we will have descriptions of each of these segments in the program book too. So you'll be able to read up on those and decide which one you want to go to. But the purpose of these is really to learn, you know, the best strategy to working with your member of Congress, you know, what stakeholders are important in your district, how does the campaign season affect your work with that member. There's also a mock lobby meeting role play in that session as well. So these are really awesome. They'll be led by our DC staff and our regional coordinators. So these are gonna be really fantastic. Then there's a dinner break, and then we'll have some social time again on Sunday night. So you can play games again, or we'll also have a room with DJ and dancing. Then we move on to Monday. Oh, sorry, I forgot. On Sunday, during the dinner time, we do have some groups gathering. So dinner is from 5:30 to 7:30. So the people of the global majority are gathering for a dinner offsite at 5:30. The conservative caucus, so anyone who is politically right of center, they are meeting in the hotel bar. So that's like right inside the lobby at 6 p.m. And then we also have the students gathering at 7 p.m. in the Hampton room. And when you get to DC and we give you a program, you'll have a map of the hotel. So you'll learn where every room is and where everything's happening. Okay, Monday, day two of the conference. We'll have registration again. And then we open at 9 a.m. again with Zori Zimmerman and Dr. Natasha DeJarnette, who are our board chairs. Then we move on to our keynotes, Amanda Ripley and Nwandi Lawson, who will be having a conversation about how to depolarize conversations and try to avoid conflict. Which Amy set us up with that. So I know Amy's really excited about that session. Then we have a break, and then we have another set of keynotes, which will touch on building coalitions through grassroots organizing. So we have three other organizations coming in so we can learn about how they function and, you know, what can we learn from them about how they organize. Then we'll have a quick update from Citizens Climate International so we can hear about what's going on around the world. Then we'll do that group photo, as you suggested, Ned. We'll get our whole group together. Then we have lunch. And then we have our breakout sessions. So from 1:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., we have 3 1-hour breakout session slots. And this is where we bring in a lot of those outside speakers from other organizations, as I mentioned. So we have a, a bunch of topics, which I think will be on the next slide. And then after those breakout sessions, we have a closing keynote from Bill Shireman of In This Together. And then we wrap it up with a reception where Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island should be making an appearance. That's really cool. So some of those breakouts, I think there's 14 choices during that 1:30 to 5 p.m. slot. Here's just some of them as an example. There'll be an eco-right panel, a panel or a session on IPCC, a youth panel. So we got a lot of different choices here that you can choose from. And there are a few of them that we're live streaming and will be recorded. So some of them you will be able to catch later on. So a couple other things I just wanted to mention that are happening at the conference, especially if you haven't been there before. We have what we call action team tabling. So CCL has these action teams where they, you know, hone in on a certain topic and they work on, you know, projects within a certain industry or certain interests or a certain religious group. So some action teams decide to table at the conference and they basically just set up their own little station and they have people from their team represent the team to talk about what projects they're working on. And they try to, you know, recruit more members to their team. So we'll have that on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's kind of open almost all day. So they have people there at the tables that you can kind of just stop in, check out their materials, talk with the team members, and just learn about them. We'll also have a CCL community help desk. So some IT staff will be there if you have any questions about using CCL community. And we also have a social media help table where some staff and volunteers will be there to help with your social media questions. Speaking of social media, we do have some hashtags to use for the conference. So CCL 2022, Grassroots Climate, and Price on Carbon. So if you are a social media person, feel free to use these hashtags while you're posting about the conference and be sure to tag CCL as well. So here are our handles for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So just tag us so that we see your posts and see what's going on. We love to, you know, create buzz around the conference and reshare, you know, your posts. So let me talk a little bit about the live streaming. So if you're not coming to DC, we are live streaming some conference sessions on Zoom events. So this is a new product by Zoom. And we are asking folks to register. So we can put the link in the chat in a moment. But you do need a Zoom account to register. It can be a free account. It doesn't need to be a paid account. And it's helpful to register because you'll get a calendar invite emailed to you and you'll get reminders leading up to the event. And that helps us to know who's coming so we can keep sending you information to prepare you for the virtual conference. And we're planning to live stream pretty much the keynote sessions. We're going to live stream the Climate Advocate training and then those three Monday breakouts that I had mentioned. So the Congressional Staffer Panel, the journalist panel, and the session about border carbon adjustments. And then we're also live streaming one Saturday seminar, the inclusion discussion. So we're not able to live stream everything from the conference, but we picked out the things that we thought would be most helpful for the folks tuning in from home. So what to expect next for either in person or virtually, look out for reminder emails being sent to you. We'll just be sending reminders about details of the schedule and, you know, here's how you access the virtual conference. So either in person or virtual, you should be getting some emails from us. If you are coming to DC in person, we have revised the COVID protocol given that, again, the just like how Congress is changing every day, the pandemic is also changing every day. So as cases have been spiking, we've had to revisit our COVID protocol and we are asking folks to please wear masks indoors in the hotel. And Tamara did put the link to the COVID protocol in the chat, which is a CCL community forum post. So I definitely suggest you take a look at that. And here's that email address that I had mentioned. If you have any conference questions at all, please email conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org and I'd be happy to help you. I know that was a whirlwind, so please let me know if there's anything that I did not cover that you're interested in.
Great, thanks, Allison. That are interested in or enjoy or motivated by gamification, you can log your training and that will count towards your training badge. And by filtering your own name, you can see a list of all the trainings that you've taken in CCL. And thank you, Allison and Amy, for all of your prep for this evening and for all of your bigger prep for the event at large. And I look forward to seeing you all there.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank all right. you. See Bye, you, DC. Good
night.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.